Hello, this is Lydia calling from Opinion Research,
from
a national survey research firm.
From
Hello?
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I can't hear too good.
I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we are talking to people long distance today about issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to this survey.
What are the questions? Let me see if I like them and I'll answer them. If I don't, tell them both.
Sure thing. First of all, to begin with, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay.
Correct.
Thank you. And now, in which county do you currently reside?
Me? In Brooks.
Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin
Hispanic.
America background?
Hispanic.
Yes? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
Correct.
Now, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Republican or Democrat?
Don't know yet. I mean, that's my privilege, so I'm not answering that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we are representing people from all ages, may I ask, in what year were you born?
35. 1935.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you favor or oppose the Texas legislature creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract economic development such as industrial and manufacturing projects to Texas?
I don't know. I don't know.
Would you say you strongly oppose it, somewhat oppose it, strongly favor it, or somewhat favor it?
I don't know. I haven't given much thought to that yet.
Okay, thank you. Now, please tell me if you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose each of the following elements of a proposal to create a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas. The first one is, this proposal provides the school district and local community with a tool to attract jobs, and it creates a future tax revenue stream that helps school districts pay for expenses, teachers, salaries, and construction and renovations of schools' buildings.
I'm sorry.
Is that strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. The next one is, the property tax discounts given to businesses by school districts are not permanent, as they provide tax relief for no more than 10 years. After that, the business property is taxed at 100% of its assessed value. Even during the discount period, businesses pay 100% of the school district's debt service taxes, and this is money the school can use immediately for school construction and renovation with no tax rate increase for homeowners.
No tax increase.
Is that strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favor or somewhat oppose?
Correct. Favor.
Thank you. The next one is, school districts that approve limited temporary tax discounts for businesses have built-in protections and can monitor the company's progress. companies that fall short of milestones such as providing a certain number of new jobs can lose their tax discount and be required to pay back with interest any taxes that would have been due without a discount.
I don't know. Opposed, I guess.
Okay. Would you say you favor it or oppose it?
Oppose it.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one is the company must demonstrate that the tax discount is a determining factor in its decision to invest in Texas.
Can you say that again?
Yes, ma'am. It says, the company must demonstrate that the tax discount is a determining factor in its decision to invest in Texas.
I guess so.
You favor it or oppose it based on that?
That's a favor.
Okay, is that strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the next one is, the company must demonstrate that the project and improved facilities will eventually generate more in new tax revenue for the school district than the amount of the temporary tax discount the company receives. In other words, the school district must make more than a company saves.
I don't think so. No.
So would you say you strongly favor it, somewhat favor it, or somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat. Oppose.
Somewhat favor or somewhat oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, having learned more...
How much more, longer will it be?
We're in the 50% of the survey. Just a couple more questions and we'll be done.
I can't hold on anymore because I'm sick and I can't talk too long. So I'll just leave it there, okay?
Okay, just a couple more questions and we'll be finished. We appreciate your taking the time to give us your opinion. It's really important to this survey. So now let me ask you, having learned more about it, do you favor or oppose creating limited temporary property tax discounts to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas?
Don't know. I don't know what that would do. I mean, my answer would be, I don't know. I'm not, right now, changing to good.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm ill.
I see. I'm sorry to hear that. Just a couple more statements.
That's
and
it.
We'll be
no
finished.
More.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me if each of the following makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas. The first one is, Texas is losing manufacturing jobs to other states and other countries, and limited temporary tax discounts are a good tool for local communities in Texas to get back their fair share of projects and the jobs and tax revenue that come with them.
I don't know what to write from that.
Would you say you strongly favor, somewhat favor, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose statement?
Somewhat
oppose. Thank you. The next one is companies can receive...
This one, not see, I'm closing regardless.
Okay.
I'm sitting up and I need to lay down.
Okay. And, next one is, companies can receive school property tax discounts when they do not really need them. The prevailing school of tax revenue they would have received if they had not provided the discount.
Repeat that over again.
Yes, ma'am. So it says companies can receive school property tax discounts when they do not really need them. The private school of tax revenue they would have received if they had not provided the discount.
Opposed.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, without a competitive property tax incentive, Texas
that
is...
That was the last one, ma'am. I'm going to close. So just from then on, it's up to you. Bye.
Okay, we'll call you back some other time.